you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll-free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll-free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. 22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Thanks for joining us here on Herb Talk. We're here to empower you. Magical Engineer Frank and I got a great show, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about the fake health care. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about maybe organic mood syndrome. We got a lot to talk about in a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, Fig, Salute, and Semper-Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. Hope you are too. And today's devotional is going to be talking about the wisdom of God in Romans 11. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. The Lord, by wisdom, hath founded the earth, and by understanding has he established the heavens. So, hidden treasures. God is the treasure, and this Thanksgiving we need to be thankful to our Creator, because we owe him everything, and he owes us nothing. And be mindful of that. Seek the Lord's face out. Mind time, because that is the way. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, here, first up on the quacker, let's see. This is the second case of rat hepatitis E. Get this now. This is in Hong Kong. University of Hong Kong Department of Microbiology has their second case of rat hepatitis E virus, but it's been found in a human. So now they're saying that the rat hepatitis can now be transmitted to people. Very interesting. How all these animal pathogens, which for millennia never transferred over, now do, huh? Let's see, last but not least, the quack report. This is a report from the United States anxiety level. They say the United States is a country consumed by anxiety. In the 19th century, they said doctors defined anxiousness or diagnosed it as a condition that they called neurasthenia, which they traced back to the accelerating pace of modern life. Okay. So in the 1940s, the poet W.H. Auden, he described his time as the age of anxiety. So today, though, you can detect if you're anxious. We have this drive to be ever more protective of family, friends, loved ones. There's this endless stream of dangerous threats that we're, you know, exposed to, especially through the media. So every waking moment seems to be crowded with these reports that make us anxious. It can make it impossible for us to kind of slow down and get some sleep. So today's anxiousness kind of feels a little different than, let's say, what they had in the 1940s. Ours is more acute, pervasive, more deeply woven into all the fabric of our everyday lives. So anxiousness is, you know, not from God. It's from the wicked one. So I like to combat that with valerian root. Excellent to take tension and stress off nervous system without sedation. So if you've been looking for something that's non-prescriptive, you might want to check that out. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, hey, we got a treat. We got a little clip, an audio clip we're going to play in this first part of the show. I'm going to let Frank know in a little bit when to play that. but we're going to be talking about fake healthcare for the first part of the hour here, because the term fake, you know, it's defined as not genuine, a counterfeit, fraud, hoax, imitation, a phony, invalid. Fake is also anything artificial or synthetic, such as food flavorings and even your synthetic drugs. So we have fake journalists, we have fake currency, we have fake food, we have fake elections, and we have fake scientific research. There is a large segment of our healthcare that is fake. And it's a danger that's cloaked as safe. So this is going to lead us into, you know, a trust situation. Do we trust our physicians? So we're going to take a look at what this fake healthcare with regards to all this is wrapped up and do we trust our physicians and what do we do about it? Well, you know, and to be honest, it is becoming more apparent that our supposedly trained physicians are really kind of in the dark about important medical treatments. Yes, they are. They are purposely trained with misleading information on two of the most guarded secrets in medicine. And these secrets are disease generators. They're patient generators. They're population control generators. Therefore, in most cases, you will not receive really any true guidance from medical doctors regarding these secrets, and that would be many of your prescription meds and your vaccines. Well, let's look at the perspective because it is changing. There's really too much water that's really gone under the bridge for people not to notice what is happening. It's becoming so apparent that healthcare authorities, they're taking polls to see what people think, what they're saying about healthcare. So in October 2014, the New England Journal of Medicine published some results of a survey that they did on the public's trust in physicians. So this was a poll of the U.S. and also involved international countries. And the research team was expecting to hear how people were in favor of the new health reform and the mandated medical insurance. So what they did find, though, was that people were becoming more skeptical and the level of distress was rising. So no matter how they wanted to massage the statistics, the public trust was taking a dive. So the poll data involved 29 industrialized countries as well as the United States. They compared the data to also previous polls going all the way back to 1966. And also some polls conducted by the International Social Survey Program. So they compared all this data, and they also got other statistics that were collected by other universities and independent research firms. And it was the segment of this data that kind of narrowed in on public trust in physicians that stood out. So here's what they stated. In 1966, 73% of Americans had significant confidence in their physicians. In 2012, it became 34% of Americans trusting their doctors. In 2014, 23%. And also in 2014, 65% of Americans said healthcare costs was a serious problem. So 73% to 23% in how Americans, their confidence level in their AMA doctors. So, you know, patients don't like to think poorly of their doctor, and they realize, you know, hey, doctors can be lied to as well by their health establishment, the medical journals with the fake research, and also the pharmaceutical companies could, you know, hold back, you know, important information. They don't get the whole picture. However, within nearly 50 years, though, we have lost 50% of our trust in healthcare. Now, the survey in the United States asked adults this question. All things considered, doctors in the U.S. can be trusted. Only 6 out of 10, or 58% of those surveyed, agreed with that statement. So people in Europe, though, had a higher percentage, between 76 to 83%. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. I'm long on the break, Frank. Thanks. We'll be right back. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I know, Frank, I was into my segment and I just lost track of time there. So sorry. Well, getting back to what we're talking about this fake health care and how people across the globe, really, but more in the United States, are not trusting their doctors as much. So the research team is speculating that the reason the Europeans have a higher trust value for their doctors is because they have that free universal health care in Europe. And they think that is the reason for the higher rating. Well, there was also this income component. According to the report, the income of patients that are influenced by trust. So in other words, those that earned less than $30,000 a year had less trust for physicians and were less satisfied with healthcare. So about less than 47% of low income adults felt that their doctors could be trusted. Overall, though, the United States ranked 22nd in doctor trust out of the 29 countries involved in the survey. All right, well, let's look at this generation perspective, because the research team also noted that the older generation trusted physicians more than the younger ones. So about 69% of people born before 1954 were reported as more likely to trust their doctors and allow their medical advice and follow the medical advice. Now, let's say the baby boomers, for instance, are a generation that trusts their doctor more than successive generations. And the research for the trust could be that, you know, internal medicine diseases were not as common and vaccines had only been in use about a decade.
and most people were really not put on those metabolic drugs for life until much later. Therefore, the medical treatments of vaccines and drugs, which are kind of your guarded secrets, had really not saturated the masses yet during the baby boomer era. So this is when they were establishing their trust in doctors. Well, let's get to the oath. Remember the oath? You know, keep in mind that Hippocratic oath, you know, first do no harm, the doctors would swear to when they graduated. All medical doctors were to take this oath, and it was so traditional. So the oath that medicine or medical graduates take today is not the Hippocratic oath. No, the one they take is to protect science and to protect physicians and scientists that contribute to scientific gains. So their oath, therefore, is one of protection of self and their craft, and really doesn't even involve the patient. Other observations during the survey is, in the report, the researchers appeared to vent a bit that the medical establishment of the United States was not housed in government. They felt that the free market structure had negative influence on the health policy and outcomes. They seemed to offer this perspective that when healthcare was separate from government, that it tends to create contention towards physicians, as there's really no control over the media coverage compared to countries with universal government-run healthcare. So it's really no surprise that the report was favoring the recommendations that the United States should take deliberate action and a stance that with healthcare policy towards universal care, and not only to improve the nation's healthcare, but also improve physician trust. So the free market, they're blaming it on the free market. But you know what? Who's in control? It's really clear that physicians really aren't in control of healthcare at all, because it's under the control of those that have power and money. So that would mean your pharmaceutical giants, your high-tech corporations, and your politicians. So doctors are just doing what they're told by these people. Their treatment plans are really dictated on what science is promoting. Okay. Other studies, Emory Health Science in October 2015 reported that different races also factor into the trust factor with the doctor. Apparently, Latino patients overall trust their doctors far less than Caucasian patients. And their results were published in the November Journal of Social Science Research. Here's a quote from them. They say, "By more closely measuring differences in physician trust, we find key differences in how people view their physicians, which reflect a social and racial structure in which they live. If patients are not emotionally connected to their doctor, they're not going to be as committed to the medical treatment or will seek help elsewhere." Absolutely. Well, you know, really, if you want inside information, you want to know what's going on within your healthcare, talk with those who work there. You know, some won't say anything because they're afraid to, but then there are some that will. I worked in hospitals, I worked in doctor's offices, and I can tell you that patients are really a commodity. Things get faked, covered up, promoted as beneficial when they're not. It is, after all, a business, and it's out to make money, as much money as it can. And after all, medicine has malpractice insurance to kind of as a catch-all. So if we got time, Frank, let's run this testimony from an ER employee who says medicine's physicians really don't believe in the CDC's report on the science behind vaccines and especially flu shots. Let's go ahead and run that.
But please try to keep under the 3 minutes so that we can listen to everyone. I'm a little shorter than she is. I'll try to talk fast. I don't come here with any degree. I come here as the public. I live locally. You are one and all. I'm going to start with a quote by William Wilberforce. And he stated, "You can choose to look away, but you can never say you don't know again." I just retired from a local hospital here. No one believes in the flu shots. My colleagues, I didn't. Because the efficacy, and I won't give you data, you created the data. 10% 1 year, 18% the next, 40% at best. The flu mist you gave to our children from 2 to 8 years, for almost 4 years, it never worked. 3%, oh well. You know, I worked in a hospital where my colleagues, doctors and nurses and medical assistants and patient care and lab, we didn't believe in the flu shot. We were probably at 40%. And then came your mandates. And then came your recommendations. So you know what? For 4 years before I retired, I put a mask on, 12-hour shifts. It wasn't easy to breathe. But that's how much I didn't believe in your efficacy. My colleagues didn't believe in it either, but some of them couldn't wear that mask for 12 hours. So in the beginning, they said, I'm just getting the shot. I can't wear the mask. But in the truth, the public's truth, my observation, which is the first step in scientific theory, they didn't believe in your shot. This year, I retired. I'm grateful for that because my soul was sick at what I saw go on. That flu shot was crazy. At first, it was 10%. How can you do data? Which 10 got the shot out of 100? Then it was 30. And then you get up here today and make new implications on our children and combine 4. Really? You govern globally and this country. I'm glad I'm retired now because now I can talk to you. Because you know what? While I worked, I couldn't. Because if I did, conflict of interest, I would have lost my job. That's truth. A lot of my colleagues did lose their jobs. I was one of the few hospitals in this city that allowed us to mask. I can name 5 hospitals that don't. Goodbye, pink slip, no flu shot. How did I survive 20 years and never get the flu in that environment? ER, high volume. Was I not on the front lines? Every flu case, 300 people a day. Every flu case, it was me. I never had the flu. You know why? I knew how to wash my hands. I knew how to take vitamin D. I knew how to take elderberry syrup. I don't approve of your flu shot. Now you have pharmacists giving it. You bribe us with cards at Target, and you tell us this is free, and it's everywhere, and get it, get it, get it. They're scare tactics, and you should be ashamed. And then I will end because I do want my colleagues, the other moms that know what the CDC doesn't do for us. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he fights for us. He does. He goes to court for us, for our kids that suffered. I'm looking around. Some of you are my age. And if I'm mistaken, I apologize. But I'm in a generation where I got 7 shots. 26 years later, my daughter got 10. Her son got probably 60. My new grandson's expected to get 72, and I just watched you add more. I'm appalled. My Robert Kennedy Jr., you know what he says? His family started Special Olympics. There were no autistic kids. He says that where are the 40-year-olds wearing diapers with helmets on at the mall if you misdiagnose them, if you miss them, because you say they're not vaccines, that they miss them. Where were the special ed classes when people with my generation, there weren't any, because they didn't exist? That's what he says. Do you know, and it's truth, but you know what's going to happen? I have a 10-year-old grandson, and I don't care what you say, that the autism and vaccines don't exist. It does, because I watched a perfectly healthy, beautiful 2-year-old get those shots and become a severe autistic child. And guess what? He will be 40, walking in the mall with a diaper on and a helmet. Thank you for the studies that you don't do.
All right. Well, we got to take a quick break. We'll come right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, so hey, that clip was a former emergency room employee who was addressing the CDC's advisory board. And I want to thank a listener by the name of Dan for letting me know about that clip. Appreciate that. And, well, you know what? The healthcare industry has several areas that they feel have contributed to patients not trusting their physicians as much anymore. They're not blaming themselves. They're not blaming their treatment. They're not blaming their vaccines. They're not blaming the side effects from all the drugs. No, they blame biased research, uncontrolled media, free market healthcare, doctors leaving practice and telling industry secrets, internet information that you have access to, and also family experience. Oh yeah, there's nothing like that close up and personal experience with medical treatment gone wrong to make anyone a skeptic. And now I keep telling folks that scientific medicine is based on theory or a guess, and a guess leads to a test. And in some cases, if the test is a complete failure, well, the industry tries to limit the loss that, you know, this could mean a cover up or rebrand the treatment for resale or, you know, complete denial that the treatments didn't work and that they were harmful. But we have to look at healthcare as a profit over loss business, because that's what it is. Okay. So where healthcare is really more helpful is trauma care. All right. So keep your radar up. And I would suggest, you know, you keep your radar going and investigate all treatments that are recommended to you. It's much easier today than it is 50 years ago to look into medications and also vaccines. There are more scientists and physicians who have kind of left the scientific medicine, and they've spoken truth about what's going on within medicine. Now, if you do get the newsletter, if you signed up for the either the HealthQuest or the American Survival newsletter at thepowerherbs.com, which, you know, is completely free, in the newsletter, you're going to get this a link to a testimony by a physician who understands now, after the fact, that vaccines killed her infant daughter, also injured her two other children. She admits that at the time, you know, she was a doctor and she was at first in denial, but then the autopsy on her daughter and some other glaring truths pointed to the vaccines. How awful for anyone to go through that. But you can hear, I think it's like a half hour interview. It's an American medical doctor. Sad, really sad. So, you know, the word of truth is going to set you free. And, you know, where the Lord is, there is liberty. So, you know, I look to scripture for truth. You know, when God says his herbs heal and restore from Genesis to Revelation, and we know God can't lie, then what are we doing using fake synthetic drugs and polluted vaccines?
is it a, well, it is a huge blessing when God actually lifts the scales from your eyes and the veil from your face so you can see truth. And you must have courage and boldness to stand on truth. You know what? God provides that too. So learning to trust in the Lord and his promise, you begin to reap rewards. So it is an empowering thing to know that your medicinal herbs have nutritional answers to those everyday health problems. Yep. And herbs are the world's best kept secret. So if you want more information or you want to order some herbal tools to remove toxins and strengthen immune systems, you know, restore that balance, you want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. The number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Of course, you can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where healthcare options just became endless. And we've kind of gotten bombarded by calls and text messages and when you're going to have that sale. Well, okay, so Black Friday sale has been initiated. It has launched. It's on the website. You can call in. And it's a 20% off, and it's any size order. And the Black Friday sale will run through the 24th, Saturday the 24th. So do take advantage of that and get those herbs or products you need. You know, knock yourself out. Thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. Black Friday sale, 20% off now happening. All right. We're going to talk about the organic mood syndrome. What the heck is an organic mood syndrome? Anybody? Hey, Frank, you know? Do you know what? He doesn't know. Well, how would you know if you had an organic mood syndrome? Well, according to the DSM-3R, which is your medical dictionary and your manual of diagnostic mental disorders, organic mood syndrome is another name for drug-induced depression. That's what it is. So, yeah, so now, you know, your doctor, who you trust, is going to give you a prescription, and it's going to give you depression. So although we kind of are told that doctors and, you know, drug companies, that there's really no strong scientific evidence in print that supports this association of a depressive symptom or suppressive disorder that is caused by a prescription drug, but nonetheless, there is suggestive evidence that says that there is. So suggestive evidence is when a suspect drug is discontinued and symptoms of depression have to be resolved. So depression all by itself is bad enough, but if it is also because of a drug-induced disease, well, then the statistics are saying about 15% of organic mood syndrome tends to end in suicide. So they put you on a medicine for something. The side effect is depression, which could lead you to suicide. So why are doctors downplaying or even ignoring this problem? Well, acknowledging drug-induced depression undermines the effectiveness of their drug treatments. Well, duh. People don't want to be depressed, doc. They don't want to, you know, get to the point where they want to, you know, hurt somebody or themselves. Well, being depressed can have, you know, the following. You can have lack of energy. You can feel listless. You can feel kind of run down, or you have decreased concentration, changes in your cognitive ability, as well as acute fatigue, appetite change, disruption in sleep patterns, diminished interest in some activities, feelings of sadness or despair. But be aware, hey, a thyroid disease can be mistaken for those same symptoms. Okay? So there is a list of the kinds of drugs that can cause you to become depressed. According to the AARP website, there are 10 major classes of drugs that are known to cause drug-induced depression. So patients also don't realize that most physicians won't review their drug list when they complain of being depressed. So instead, the doctor will layer on more drugs to control the symptoms of depression. So here's pretty much the top 10 classes of drugs that could put you at risk of depression. Your beta blockers. Typically, these are given for angina and high blood pressure problems. They're going to slow down the heart rate
It blocks a hormone, adrenaline, lowers the blood pressure artificially, by the way, and also is prescribed for things like migraines, tremors, arrhythmia, glaucoma. So medical science says it does not know why this drug will cause depression. However, scientifically, we know that blocking hormones causes a neurotransmitter problem in the brain. How can they not know? Right? Corticosteroids, another class of drugs, used for inflammation issues, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, gout, other inflammatory problems. So these drugs lower the serotonin level, causes depression or other psychiatric disorders. So corticosteroids. Benzodiazepine tranquilizers is another class used for anxiety, muscle spasms, or insomnia. The drug does affect the nervous system, the central nervous system, and can depress it. These drugs can build up in your liver and create a lot of toxic problems, giving patients that hangover effect, and also build up enough to cause, you know, depression. So doctors will often do a lot of blood tests to check for the liver enzymes, make sure the liver produces sufficient enzymes to neutralize enough of the toxic effects before the liver dies. So when your liver enzymes are off, the damage to your liver is already being done. Parkinson's drugs. These drugs affect dopamine or neurotransmitter, which affects motor function and reduces tremors. But the dopamine is one of the three neurotransmitters known to be associated with depression, and the drug promotes high levels of dopamine, causing depression. All right, hormone replacement medications, also in that category, listed to treat, of course, menopause. Oral contraceptives fall in there as anything containing artificial estrogen. So, again, the drug manipulates hormone levels, causes all kinds of dysfunction, including depression. Now, if you're on stimulants, usually they get prescribed for, you know, treating daytime sleepiness or hyperinsomnia, narcolepsy, sleep apnea, fatigue, HDAD. These drugs increase dopamine levels. Prolonged exposure causes depression. All right, anticonvulsants used for seizures or other conditions like bipolar disorder and other mood disorders. So these drugs limit seizures by blocking signals affecting neurotransmitters. And your neurotransmitters are chemical messengers. So they're known to cause depression when they're off. Also, proton pump inhibitors, the H2 blockers for gastric acid, acid reflux disease. So medical science says it really doesn't understand why these drugs cause depression, but they speculate that it's the pH that is disrupted, changing brain chemicals. Your statin, lipid-lowering drugs, cardio stuff, used to lower your cholesterol and often paired with other cardiovascular meds. These drugs deplete cholesterol from the system and affects your brain chemicals through a release of neurotransmitters. And also your anti-chloralytic drugs. Oh, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
As
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Hey, we're back. And Magical Engineer Frank's trying to keep me on time. I can't read a clock tonight, Frank. I'm sorry. My mistake. My big mouth keeps a running. Okay, so we were talking about the anti-chlorolytic drugs used for your gastric disorders. What do? Is they slow the digestive tract down and reduce stomach acid production by blocking neurotransmitter acetylcholine, responsible for muscle contraction. So your drug directly affects your central nervous system, causing depression, sedation, cognitive impairment. So that's what happens when they put you on those. So now there is a website that has a long list of drugs that cause depression, and you can go to alternativementalhealth.com and look for their article on drugs and depression there. A lot of times, you know, people use popular drugs, whatever the prescription pad the doctor's writing. But we have 17 million Americans that have problems here with depression. And that number is probably low. But you know, it's just workable. I mean, before you get on all those medications that can depression, you may want to look at an alternative source that can help balance the imbalance that's causing your problem to begin with. So, look for some natural solutions for everyday problems. That's where I would first start. So do your homework, do your due diligence before you get onto that hamster wheel of drugs. And symptom after symptom, you can't get off. And in some cases, they could be prescribing you a drug that causes addiction. So be very careful out there. All right, so we got a few minutes. So we're going to jump over to some topics here on sleep disorders, because people having trouble sleeping. It's not just anxiety. We got 84 different classifications of sleep disorders. And America leads the world with insomniacs, and Germany and the UK coming in second and third. So in America, we have 70 million Americans. That's 20 to 40% of the population that have a sleep problem, and 60% of them have chronic sleep insomnia. Costs about $16 billion a year in healthcare costs. And let me tell you, if you're going to the doctor for help with sleeping, you know you're going to be on a sleep aid that's going to cause a rebound effect, and you're going to have insomnia worse than when you started. So again, always do homework on that. So the world's longest record for going without sleep, 276 hours. That's 11 and a half days, recorded in 1964. Now, sleeping pills account for about a third of the prescribed medicines for sleep, for insomnia, and also for a third of the deaths every year. If you're on a sleeping pill, you have a 50% higher mortality rate than people not using them. It takes about 20 minutes for a person to fall asleep, but it's not uncommon if it takes you 60 minutes. That's not unusual. And then a small minority of people, you know, when the head hits the pillow, they're out, you know. Don't you love them? Here's another little tidbit. Smokers dream less than non-smokers. So FYI out there. Now, if you're prone to insomnia, well, one out of three people that have insomnia at some point in their lives, they may also have something called sleep apnea.
Okay. There are 18 million Americans that have sleep apnea, and over half of these cases are with adults over the age of 40, and they probably also have a cardio problem on top of that. So it's more prevalent in men than it is in women. About 10 million Americans are undiagnosed with the disorder. And another form of insomnia is narcolepsy, where the individual experiences sleepiness, sudden loss of muscle function, sleep paralysis, and hallucinations. So more men than women have narcolepsy. So about 200,000 Americans are diagnosed with narcolepsy, and we don't usually associate restless leg syndrome as a sleep disorder, but it affects about 10% of Americans, and it usually begins at an early age and gets worse with age. So pregnancy, hormone changes can seem to worsen if you have these disorders, and a little extra vitamin A and C and iron, organic sources, please, will usually resolve many of this, including your restless leg syndrome. Let's look at the male versus female. Big disparity between sexes when it comes to getting a good night's sleep. Well, women twice as likely as men to have difficulty getting to sleep and staying asleep. Women, usually pregnancy, menopause, and other hormonal changes can worsen sleep patterns and cause sleep disorders. Well, again, sleep, they're finding out more and more that the thyroid has a lot to do with your sleep because it manufactures a hormone that the brain uses for neurotransmitters to regulate your circadian rhythm, your sleep pattern, and also your breathing when you're sleeping. So if it's an insomniac issue, if it's a sleep apnea issue, you know, you may want to look at that. You may want to look at that. Now, the elderly, you know, as people get older, they don't need as much sleep. You ever hear that? You know, your grandparents are up early, crack of dawn kind of thing. But then they're falling asleep in the nightly news is on TV. But over half of those over 65 usually get disrupted sleep. 13% of the U.S. population, now 13 to 30% of the elderly tend to be on prescription drugs to improve their sleep. Sleeping pills like that, you know, is going to, you know, be increasing the risk of, you know, mortality by 50%, though. So insomnia is really described in a couple of ways. Some people say they have difficulty falling asleep. Some people sleepwalk. Some people wake and can't return to sleep. Some people get up in the morning and have unrefreshed sleep. Some people have their minds racing, so busy with things they got to do, they can't get to sleep, and then they have daytime fatigue and drowsiness and feeling tired, maybe a little irritable and difficulty concentrating. Here's some of the common causes. Many causes for sleep disorders. First, look at prescription drugs. See if you're on anything that would have a side effect of insomnia. Steroids, for instance, stress anxiety drugs, believe it or not, can stimulate the nervous system and keep you awake. Caffeine addiction, especially if you're drinking anything that stimulates nervous system, even alcohol is a stimulant. So if you're having that late in the evening, it'll keep you awake. Lots of sugar before bed. Of course, jet lag. If you're on shift work, working third shift, if you're angry, if you're harboring some anger, emotional stuff, keep you awake, as well as parasites. And even the environmental temperature in your room can keep you awake if it's too hot in the room. But the number one cause for not sleeping well is being sick, just plain sick. Individuals with serious illnesses like cancer, heart angina, migraine, asthma, arthritis, pulmonary diseases, restless leg syndrome, which is really a vitamin deficiency, and even depression, they develop sleep disorders and they can't sleep well. There was this study done by the Sleep Research and Treatment Center at Pennsylvania State. They found that smoking increases the production of nervous system chemical catecholamine, and it keeps you awake, and alcohol as well as caffeine, also a nervous system stimulant, like I said, contributes to your sleep disorder. So be mindful of what you're doing, what you're you know, what you're drinking, medications you're taking. American settlers had some folklore for helping improve sleep. They said red bergamot and pennyroyal tea helps. It's a great sleep aid. In the 18th century, Germany would use lemon balm herb, anise, and honey tea before bed. In Old England, mulled apple cider and cloves with a little cinnamon stick provided this hot brew before bed. During World War II, valerian root, one of my favorites, was used by the British physicians to help with post-traumatic stress disorder, shell shock even, help people sleep better. And lots of other herbs that, you know, folklore remedies have mentioned, chamomile, basil, lavender, cedarwood, all these things. I'd give them a shot, personally, before I, you know, put a prescription down my throat. I would. So before you run to the pharmacy for the latest and greatest in sleep aids, you may want to adjust the diet, exclude foods and drink that would irritate your nervous system or your digestive tract. Maybe keep a food journal for a couple of weeks to narrow down what those offending foods are. And if you still need a little help, if you think you have, let's say, parasites, black walnut with the natural iodine will not only help with parasite removal, because parasites don't like natural iodine, but the iodine in black walnut feeds the thyroid gland to help with your sleep circadian rhythm and your breathing during sleep. So what we like to do with the apnea folks is use the black walnut, the mullein to soothe the thyroid, and the ginseng to take the cellular stress off the gland. And that seems to get them purring like a kitten in no time. So look for the sleep apnea kit at thepowerherbs.com. By the way, when we say black walnut, people think, oh, I'll just go down the bake aisle at the grocery store and get a bag of black walnuts right next to the, you know, walnut and pecans in the bake aisle. No, that's not what we mean. That is the nut, but we're not using the nut in black walnut to get the natural iodine. We're using the stuff between the nut and the outer hull to get the natural iodine. So a little difference there. So if you check out thepowerherbs.com, they got several formulas there for emotional stress, relaxing, sleeping, headaches, again, a sleep apnea kit. So you got your options there, your natural tools to give them a whirl and see if you can just rebalance your system in a gentle and a natural way to restore function. Not to be on drugs that regulate your symptoms, there's a big difference there. So unless you like being patients for life and being a regular at the pharmacy, I don't know. Thepowerherbs.com is free healthcare options. This became endless. And by the way, they're having their Black Friday sales, so save 20% now through the 24th of November. So check that out. And so sorry to my my station managers, my program managers, for being off tonight on my clock. That's my fault. Well, the information presented. Have a great Thanksgiving. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Have a great and healthy and safe Thanksgiving. And until next time, be well.